Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
I told you so. I've been predicting this for almost a year now on the Battleground podcast, and I have to very gently take credit for what's just gone down. This is exactly what I warned you would happen. And look, this is positively stunning. Nikki Haley's campaign manager actually sent a letter saying the Haley plan is to use open primaries in Democrats to gain control of the Republican Party. Notice I didn't say to win the nomination, to gain control of the Republican Party. This is going down exactly as I told you it would. And most Republicans, including the host of Fox News, don't even know what they're looking at. That's how good the Democrats are at what they do. I was watching Fox News this morning, and one of the hosts was just stunned. Nikki Haley's given a speech like she won, but she only got 43% of the vote in New Hampshire. Trump got 54%. And I'm yelling at the TV, she did win. She did. Well, but what did she win, though? She won a high enough number at 43% to credibly claim the mantle of the Republican Party after the Democrats put Trump in prison. Again, this is their plan. I'm not predicting they'll succeed, but they sure think they will. They've spent over $30 million that we know of. It's probably going to top 50 once the finance expense reports come out. 43%. Why did Nikki Haley win? Well, they're all presuming the Democrats are going to succeed at putting Trump in prison. I give them a 50-50 chance of getting it done. And at 43%, Nikki Haley can credibly claim the mantle. If they can put Trump in prison or get him even convicted before the nominating convention, Nikki Haley can now credibly go into that convention and say, look, I mean, I am the heir to the mantle. I got 43%. The next closest candidate, Ron DeSantis, only got in the 20s. This is it. I'm the leader of the Republican Party. Now, think about this for a minute, okay? If I asked you right now, who's the leader of the Republican Party? Off the top of your head, what would you say? Trump. Is Trump elected? No. But for all social purposes, psychological purposes, he is the leader of the party. That is part of what they're buying here with Nikki. They're ensconcing her as the leader of the party. So we never get rid of her once Trump is gone. Why? Because they are afraid that there will be a vacuum and MAGA will summon a new leader and go on. This is a battle for the grassroots of the party, for the fundraising apparatus. It's been a fierce and ferocious battle between those who have controlled it for 20 years, i.e. the Bush cabal, the Bush family, the Bush fundraising arm, and Donald Trump, who has encroached on their fundraising territory. This is an entirely different battle than the one for who actually wins the office. And so the Democrats are helping Nikki Haley take control of the financing, the grassroots, the apparatus that is the party, and to mentally and psychologically ensconce her at the top of the party as the heir apparent if they could put Trump in prison. That is what is going on here. And what is so stunning is how openly she's doing it. They're not even hiding it. Here's this letter everyone's buzzing about from Nikki Haley's campaign manager, Betsy Anke. And it literally says anyone can vote in the Republican primary. They're going to take advantage of open primaries to get Nikki Haley's Democrat support to vote for her. And on Fox News this morning, they were also confused. Well, why is she going to go all the way to Super Tuesday? That's in March. Well, I mean, why did she quit after, South Carolina, which is on February 24th? Because her goal is not to beat Donald Trump. It's to come in so credibly second with high enough numbers that she can claim the mantle of the party. And the Democrats are trying to help her. Here's what they write. After South Carolina, we're an open primary. Anyone can vote. Democrats can vote. Republicans can vote. Democrats can vote in the Republican primary. They write, after South Carolina, we head to Michigan, which also has an open primary. 11 of the 16 Super Tuesday states have open or semi-open primaries. Very excited about this because they know they can get the Democrats to vote for her, which leads us to something we've never seen before. And it happened last night in the New Hampshire primary. But first, are you ready for something we've never seen before financially? You used to have one of those events, almost always caused by the government, every few decades or so. Now we have them every decade or so. Never before seen financial calamities. You can count on it. You just don't know the date. You need to be prepared. You need a financial advisor who understands that old buy, hold, invest strategy of the 90s is not relevant anymore. Sit down with the guys at Common Sense Retirement Planning. They won't just tell you their investing theory. They'll show you their track record over the last couple of decades getting through just those kinds of events. Contact them for your free, no obligation consultation. CSRP.info. That's CSRP.info. Now back to the podcast in things we've never seen before. Folks, I am blown away by the determination of the Uniparty, the Democrats, to control who our nominees are, to make sure they are pre-selected for you before you ever get a chance to vote. That is exactly what is going on here at a historic level. This is the first time in the New Hampshire primary or any primary, think about this, that Republican voters in a Republican primary were the minority of voters. That's how swamped this primary was. But I've been warning you about this for a couple of months now. I've even played you the audio from the Democrats' stealth campaign, shadow campaign for Nikki Haley. And they've been really smart about it. They haven't said it on their broadcast to go vote for Nikki Haley, but they've said it everywhere else. And I've, even played the audio for you of everyone from Chris Hayes of MSNBC to Barack Obama's former campaign manager, David Plouffe, to Jamie Dimon, Hillary Clinton's fundraiser, all telling Democrats in their forums, you got to go vote for Nikki, got to vote for Nikki, got to vote for Nikki. And they did. But folks, there must have been an even bigger groundswell here. I mean, they must have spent millions of dollars busing people in to get this, because get this, again, a majority of the voters in the Republican primary in New Hampshire were not Republicans. Take a listen to MSNBC's Steve Kornacki, who actually got this, understood what this meant, believe it or not, from the exit polling. And you can see by his face in this video, he's in awe.
And here's what we found in this exit poll so far. And I think this jumps right out at you. A minority in the Republican primary identify as Republicans. A majority, 53%, identify as either independents, 45%, or, and this is a high number historically, 8% identify as Democrats.
What's even more stunning in the exit polling is that 70% of those who voted for Nikki Haley aren't Republicans. And this is a Republican primary. Here's CNN. They were gobsmacked, too.
Here, take a look at the numbers. Among Trump voters, 70% of them, according to our exit polls, are registered Republicans. Donald Trump, his support, 27% of his voters are registered undeclared or independents. 3% were unregistered before today. Look at how that compares with Nikki Haley. It's a complete reversal. It's an alternate universe. Among Haley voters, 70% are registered undeclared. Only 27% are registered Republicans.
Further evidence, the Democrats, and look, Democrats have crossed over to vote in our primaries before, but not at a historic level like this. Further evidence that the Democrats have crossed over to infiltrate our primaries at a historic level. Listen to this from the New Hampshire exit poll. 49% of those who voted were Republican. 47% were undeclared. 3% unregistered before today. Okay. Are you part of the MAGA movement? Just 32% said yes. A whopping 64% said no. This is why Nikki Haley and her campaign manager aren't even hiding it. They're putting it in letters. We intend to use open primaries where, you know, members of either party can vote in either primary to get Democrats to vote for us. It's just stunning to me that they're not hiding it, but they're not. What can we do? A lot. Because the next primary is South Carolina. And a lot of my listeners are South Carolinians. If you know anyone in South Carolina, beg them to go to the polls. This is what I'm afraid of right now. The primary is on the 24th of February. It's on a Saturday. Mark that on your calendars. You must go vote for Trump. Because let me tell you what's going on right now. The polls are all saying, Trump's got this running away. Everybody's looking at the last two primaries. Yeah, Trump would be fine. He'll do it. Well, if we stay home, the Democrats are going to outvote us in the state of South Carolina. It is entirely possible for that to happen. Given that Trump has only gotten to 51 or 54% in these primaries, it takes a surge of Democrats and Republicans staying home, and we are screwed. You have to go out and vote for Trump like your life depends on it. We must discredit this woman, and we can discredit her bigly in her own state, because this is Nikki Haley's state that she grew up in, was a governor in. We've got to chop block her at the polls here. This is so important. Now, notice the weirdness here. Crickets from GOP leadership. Nothing. Don't you think it's weird? Remember how they scream like stuck pigs over the fake Russia collusion hoax, which we would later learn they knew was fake back in 2017, yet they kept it up for 2 years. But all of this said, they got nothing to say about 91 felonies. They got nothing to say about mass Democrat infiltration in our primaries. The only person who said anything is Ronna McDaniel, head of the RNC. She's a Romney, and it was tepid. Why? Because the Republican leadership doesn't want this to stop. Nikki knows it. She knows she's got the tacit approval of the big money donors who matter. Look, I've watched Nikki Haley for over 10 years in the state. Nikki Haley is a Bush girl. Her money comes from the big Bush donors. Look, Google this. Big fundraiser, Utah. About 3 months ago, it was Paul Ryan, who's a Bush boy, and Mitt Romney, who is also a Bush boy. And only two candidates of relevance were invited. Ron DeSantis was not. Remember who was invited? It was Nikki Haley and Tim Scott. By the way, Tim Scott's just as bad as she is. He's just got a nicer demeanor. Now, watch the strings here, y'all. Watch the strings. To understand the Bushes is very simple. I went into it yesterday on the podcast. The Bush philosophy is not Republican or Democrat. It has only one principle. Open borders, the erasure of American sovereignty, and the merger of America into a continental regional government and then a world government. That's it. It's literally that simple. And then absolute fascist style rule with a little bit of corporatism thrown in, but hardcore fascist rule.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
So what do you have going on? I'll put it all together for you. Remember yesterday's podcast? We had the absolute unmitigated gall and horror of watching the announcement by who? George Bush, Nikki Haley's cabal, that's her money, comes together with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton to announce That they are raising money to fly illegals illegally into the interior. Again, they should be put in prison for this. It's classic RICO-style conspiracy to break the law on a mass scale, but they're not even hiding it. They're throwing in with Joe Biden in solidarity to protect him. That's why they're getting dirty. That's why they're openly committing the same crime he is by illegally flying them into the country. Why? Because it's getting hot for Joe. People are seeing the signs at the airports. And incredibly, just 3 weeks ago, again, inflation was the number one issue. What is it now? By 11 points, it's immigration. So what are they doing? They're providing cover for Joe Biden while running Nikki in the primary. She's two things. She's the heir apparent to the control of the Republican Party, the ones they want to psychologically and physically ensconce at the top of the party. She's also the Trojan horse backup plan. Because the Uniparty agrees on open borders. Democrats know that'll get them absolute power through voting, so they're good with it. So what happens? If the worst were to happen and Joe Biden were to lose, well, Nikki is right there, Trump's in prison, and the borders can stay open. To them, the borders staying open is everything. It is the future. It is the way that they rule. And it's what they're doing in our primary. We've got to stop them. For years, I was probably a lot like you. Lose 10 pounds, put it back, lose 15 pounds, gain 17 pounds. And, you know, look, I've always been a great exerciser. I've always been in shape, but I just never had much of a metabolism. And I've never been able to fully right the ship until I used PhD weight loss. Lost 29 pounds in 6 months, but more importantly, kept it off for 11. So I've now kept it off for longer than it took me to lose it. And look, any diet is work, any diet is discipline, but this is the easiest one I've ever done. If you want this to be your story, you reach your goal weight and you keep it off, check out PhD Weight Loss, myphdweightloss.com. You can do it from anywhere, any state in the nation, myphdweightloss.com.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.